Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Tonight, the Milwaukee Night Market is back for the third time this summer. I've gotten to go to the first two, and I went for my first one ever last summer. But because now I have a show and we can talk about it, we're joined today by Stacy Calise, who's the executive director of the Westtown Association of Milwaukee. Welcome to the show, Stacy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Kristen. Excited to be here.
So what are the last minute things you have to get done before tonight?
Yeah, I actually had to duck out of our setup, so I'm glad to actually be up here in the AC. It's not too bad out, but we actually closed the streets down at 10 a.m. So it's a full day of production. If you've ever seen the infrastructure that our event production partner, Events by Design, starts putting up trusses for all the cool lighting that really makes it this quaint, you know, environment on Wisconsin Avenue, that takes some time. So that all starts at 10 a.m. And so my team's out there now, busting away at the setup while I get to be in here talking to you. So
perks of being the boss.
Right.
I haven't even checked. What is the weather? Are you guys clear for weather tonight?
Yeah, it actually, there may be a little pop-up shower between 3 to 5, but it looks really nice, like in the 70s. I think that's best case scenario for us. Having dealt with the events and weather in the past, it's looking good. And no wind, which is precarious for that event, because if you've ever been on West Wisconsin Avenue, it becomes a bit of a wind tunnel, and you've set up 100 tents, it can get dicey. But so it's looking beautiful. So therefore I think the crowd will be very robust tonight.
Absolutely, because last in July it was 30,000 people, right?
Well, that's our estimate. We actually have a time-lapse video that our event production partners at Walden did for us, like starting at 10 a.m. through around midnight. So it shows production through, and it just shows this crowd converge. And we don't know those numbers for sure, but that's our estimate. And I think one of our gauges is how much beer we sell in Wisconsin. So like we're almost out of every kind of beer. So
always a trusted measure. How much did they drink? Considering each of them probably drank 5.
Right. And where I'm like, okay, so when is Wednesday night, folks? You guys are really all in on this. I'm like, I'm good for a couple, but people really have fun. I think it's the festive environment.
So for someone who's never been to Night Market, how would you describe it?
I would say that it's like a convergence of everything the city has to offer. So it's a free outdoor event that has 100 vendors that are local entrepreneurs, makers, artists, performers, and that all of that transforms the heart of our city right on West Wisconsin Avenue. And I'd say it's the heart of our state as well. It's the state's main street. So it's really just a fusion of all Milwaukee has to offer. And it's a really diverse event in terms of the people that attend the event and as well as the vendor makeup as well.
Absolutely. And so what, as we said, there was one in June, there's one in July, there's one tonight, and there's one also next month in September. So what is unique about tonight's night market that's different from the other three?
I would say it's the entertainment. There's always some different vendors. So we have 140 vendors throughout the 4 market season. And 100 of them will be featured tonight. So we'll always have at least 15 to 20 vendors that are different every month. So you'll have that piece of it. But I would also say the entertainment schedule, it's different every month. And we partner with this great organization called True School, and they're a local nonprofit based in Westtown. And they, their mission is really to work with local Milwaukee youth to engage and empower them in teaching them how to be DJs, breakdancing, visual art, music, production. And so they curate the entertainment lineup, which really kind of creates this special vibe at the night market, right at MLK, which was formerly 3rd Street and Wisconsin Avenue in our entertainment zone. And this month, I think what they put together is really cool. They, so not only do they have their DJs performing, from 5 to 10, but they have at the top of each hour some type of really special performance, and that we really give them creative license to put together. And this month, I think it's really cool. At 6 o'clock, they have a Indian dance group called Spindle India. And they're there promoting India Fest, which is this weekend in Humboldt Park.
Cool.
So I think that's super cool. I'm excited for that. 7 o'clock, we have the Milwaukee Flyers, which is the tumbling group that are always so much fun. And then 8 o'clock, we actually have a fire dancer, Prismatic Flame, and which will look cool because by 8 o'clock, it's going to be, you know, significantly dark out. And it's just a very cool, it's a cool image to see right in the middle of the street in downtown. It does make me nervous from an event production side because I'm like, okay, fire being thrown, is that safe? But they're very good at what they do. So I would say that entertainment schedule is pretty unique and cool. And I just alone, that is, it just gives the event such a cool vibe.
Absolutely. So Night Market's been around since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And,
correct.
But only in during 2020 when Westtown took it over from Milwaukee, correct?
Correct. So Milwaukee started the event back when Mayor Barrett created this task force about West Wisconsin Avenue, you know, with the goal. It was a lot of people engaged in downtown and the real estate environment saying like, hey, we need some work on the avenue. And Milwaukee's goal was to put together some kind of quick win for activation. Like, we knew some of these real estate projects would take a while, including the redevelopment of the Grand Avenue, but their idea was like, let's activate it in a quick way to get people back on the street, to show them that it's a real safe, you know, it's an engaging environment that you'd want to maybe open a business at, and it's safe to hang out here. And so that, you know, out of that came the Night Market, and the event just really took off under their organization. And I think they got it to the point where they're like, you know, it's time to really hand this over to the right partner. And, you know, we've worked together with them on other projects. And they came to us in early 2021 and said, hey, how about taking this event over? Westtown had a background in event production, did a concert series, did a farmer's market. We produced the St. Patrick's Parade. And so we jumped on the opportunity, and we've kind of tried to put our own spin on the event since we took it over in 2021.
And how's it been going? I can't imagine. I'm marrying an event planner, but he is the detail-oriented person. But when it comes to like trying to think through all of the details of putting on an event that is this big, especially something that's one night only, how many people does this take? How much coordination, and what has it been like to take over such a very appreciated and well-attended event that is outside, and there's a lot of issues, there's a lot of variables, I will say, that can pop up.
There is, for sure. It's really a year-round planning process because we have to raise, you know, a significant amount of corporate sponsorship to put the event on, to underwrite the costs. So it's not a cheap event to produce. So we're raising funds through, you know, our partners all year. But in terms of our internal staff, we only have a full-time staff of 2 people. So really it takes a lot of our internal staff time, but we bring on a number of part-time people, interns, as well as day event support staff. And then we have these great production partners that help us with the cleanup, with, you know, the actual production, AV, electrical, all of that is, you know, vendors that we rely on. And I just actually heard, we also handle all of the onsite beverage sales, and just got a message that our bar manager has COVID. So I'll be managing the bar tonight. And that's what happens when you have a very lean operation like we do. And then you just, you know, as you being, you know, connected to the industry, you just make it work. And, you know, so we have a very small, lean staff, but we do a lot in a short amount of time to make this event happen. So
yes, exactly. As someone who does not always have a cool head when things go wrong, it's just, certainly you have to have that to be able to put on events like this. And so, separate from the event, this is just a question that I've been curious about, because there's West Town Association, there's East Town Association, and those are different than BIDs, which are business improvement districts, correct?
Well, East Town Association, which is a partner organization east of the river, is not a business improvement district, but West Town is.
Oh, we are okay.
It's an interesting dynamic in that west of the river, West Town, we're bid number 5. So the very first bid that started in the city was number 1. We're one of the older bids, but our bid is only 35 properties, and it covers a much, our association boundaries are much bigger than our bid, which is only 35 properties. So we're a very small bid. But the interesting part of that is that our 35 property owners pay into bid 5, but they also pay into bid 21, which is the large downtown bid. So they are so committed to what is happening downtown, they're willing to assess themselves twice to different organizations. And we, you know, we collaborate a lot, but kind of have different missions in that we do a lot of programming and, you know, events, and bid 21 does a lot of the large image type events like that you see, like this week, Employee Appreciation Week. So yes, we are a bid, a small one, but West Town also manages a separate bid that is the Riverwalk, bid number 15. So the downtown Riverwalk.
Like where the funds is.
Yep. Yeah. That is exactly where it is. And so that's the Riverwalk that was, you know, now about 30 years old. It's the oldest segment of it. It was expanded into the Third Ward and into the Harbor District. But the older segment that you see in the Central Business District is also managed by the West Town Association. So that's something that we also work on, is keeping up that infrastructure, working with those property owners to make sure that the Riverwalk is in good physical condition.
Absolutely. And so I actually, in total honesty, before moving to Milwaukee, I'd never heard a BID before, a business improvement district. And so what, for someone who would be new to that term, how would you describe the function that a BID plays? Because I know that we have a lot of them. We just had last week for Bronzeville Week, we had Renita Hill on, who is the historic MLK Drive BID director. And so what do the different bids in Milwaukee actually serve the purpose for?
Sure. I think all of the bids can, you know, serve a slightly different mission. You know, it's depending, it's a group of property owners that get together that have this collective purpose to assess themselves on their property tax and use those funds for a collective mission. And it's interesting because they're not all the same missions. Riverwalk, that bid is really, it was number one, the purpose was to just, you know, pay off the construction costs of the Riverwalk and then maintain it. Much different than, say, West Town Association, which is very much their mission of the bid is to program the area and bring people to the area. So every bid can be slightly different. Some have, you know, are very, and the budgets also can be very different as well. We have bids as with, you know, budgets as much as $3 million down to that some that are a few thousand dollars. And it depends on their rate of assessment, how many properties are in their bid. So they serve, you know, various purposes, but a lot of them, you know, really engage in economic development, marketing, event production. That's a very common theme with bids. And that's kind of, you know, the role that West Town plays.
So in the minute that we have left, where can anyone find more information what they can expect or where they can park and all the things that they would need if they wanted to come to Night Market tonight?
Sure. They can find all of that information on our website, mkenightmarket.com. We urge people to, you know, use the $3 affordable parking that our partners at the Avenue have set aside for the event. So it's the former Grand Avenue parking structure, $3 during the event time. It really makes it a turnkey process. Also, take the hop, take transit. You know, it does get crowded downtown. So, and then on that website, you can also, we have a great list of all 100 vendors that
are
on.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Stacey. Stacey Cleese, Executive Director of West Town Association. Have fun tonight.